Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, Jane. Hi,
all
Mick.
Good to
hello,
go,
Dave.
People.
Yes, we're
all
ready
right,
to go.
Let's
what have we got on?
Back into it. Well, I want to do another schoolies update.
Well,
I'm still disappointed.
You're very disappointed, but holding that, hang in there. I might have some happy news for
come
you.
Come on, schoolies, pull the finger out.
I think I'll they've done something outrageous.
Tip something over.
Well, they've done something along those lines.
Yeah, all right.
I'll fill you in on that. We've got food news.
Okay.
KFC has opened an all-you-can-eat and drink buffet restaurant
hello.
In
yes.
Tokyo. And I've got other news about KFC. It's almost the number one food
okay.
stuff.
Okay, we'll get into that. Yes. Guess who our special guest is today? I love it when we have this bloke on.
Is it Ross Noble?
There's no...
top class.
It's just above and beyond.
Yep.
There's no model for this.
No, there isn't.
He's completely unhinged.
Yeah. We love hearing that.
I'd like to get him into a laboratory and have him study it. Someone work out what the hell is going on inside the mind of Ross Noble. Well, that would be good. Well, Merrick, watch.
Well, there's another out. Mind we need to get into as well.
He's more of a simpleton.
Oh, he's
you know what I mean? It's not as much there.
Well, really, he's a wine-drinking simpleton then.
All right. Well, that's my favourite type.
We've got great news still to continue. Remember, you can have a beer with Mick as he travels around the country giving you people the Christmas party to end all Christmas parties.
I'm going to take a bullet for the team and do a lap around Australia thanks to Brick Lane Brewing. And shout you beers at my Brick Lane pub crawl.
Lots more.
We're going to get onto that. Hey, we're going to take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. But let's start at the top. Good to see you both. You had a bad night, Dave.
Oh, mate.
What happened?
Oh, I didn't want to share this with you, but I think
well, you did.
The audience,
well, you tweeted it.
Okay, I did. Yesterday I was coming home from work. I thought I'll get a slab of Brick Lane, actually. It was,
well done.
From
good
the,
purchase.
From the bottle shop. So walked through the shopping centre and I sort of slipped on something. It's like, what's that? Someone had spewed on the ground at the shopping centre. I walked right through it, and it's all the way to the car park.
My God.
Jane,
that
just,
is my worst
thank
nightmare.
You. Thank you.
That is, I can't even deal with that.
How'd you go? What'd you do?
I chucked the shoes in the bin. I thought, I can't even.
Did you,
you know what? You have to sue the shopping centre.
Do I?
Oh, you
oh,
could.
Absolutely.
That's a classic case.
Well,
did you hurt yourself?
Your back looks really sore.
Yeah, it's a bit stiff.
Are you sure
my
you
neck.
Need a neck brace?
Hey,
no, what
hey, Dave would have come back from the shopping centre with a slab under one arm and stinking of vomit. Mrs. D, what have you been doing?
Yeah,
nothing.
Right.
Oh, no, mate. You got to go all out there.
Wow.
They should have cleaned that up.
I know. Thank you.
Hey.
Is this something to do? Are you going to run for Parliament again or are you going to... Take it up.
About?
Take it up with your local
council.
Like
no,
MP.
I was okay.
How was your day? What did you do?
Oh, my day was spent. And I might have news on this. I've got a bit of an issue going on with you know
at home.
Stuff at home. Oh, nothing bad at home. Just to do with red tape when I'm doing renovations on my house.
And you're in a loveless marriage. But apart from that,
well, we get by.
It's all good.
We're sticking together for
so
the children.
So I am terrified.
Now you look. You were ghostly white when you arrived at the office.
I'm seriously traumatized. I'm being swooped. Out the front of my house.
Magpie?
No. We had this discussion. Now, last time I told you, I thought it was the Indian miner boom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But these things have gone berserk.
And where outside your house? Like,
well,
I know
in
your
my
house.
Entrance, well, I've got like an entrance. It's a warehouse. And then there's a roller door and then there's an alcove.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
set up a nest in my alcove. So I did the only thing I could, which was bash the nest down with
no,
a broom.
No, you didn't.
I hope you didn't.
No, were the eggs in there?
Define egg. what
oh
point
my,
is
you're
it,
mucking
hang
around.
Hang on, this but, is I'm already distressed
not.
In the first 5
so
minutes.
So anyway,
the
they hold a grudge this lot. They hold a grudge because I cannot.
Well, they're not stupid.
Do you think?
So me and my mum.
Oh,
so
no.
side surveyors at the house left them alone, but I come out like it's like a. Diving out of the sun, chanting its song of death. Rat-a-tat-tat.
Yeah, but I'm not so
it's like
against
a
that.
Kamikaze pilot. And then Mum comes. It's making it really hard for Mum to put out my bins at the moment. It really is.
You are
it's
absolutely
crazy
disgraceful.
Well, it is. She's getting pecked on the head. The bins aren't.
Okay. Have we worked out what sort of bird it is, though?
You've got onto it for me.
So
what is it?
This,
I told
it,
you, it's brown. It's got a yellow beak.
Is this the honey eater?
Honey eater.
Honey eater? Aren't they only in cartoons?
I am going to shoot this thing out of the sky. I'm going to walk out the front with a shotgun and blow it
do that, mate.
Off the
You
off
are not
telegraph
going to do
pole.
Anything. In
That's
fact,
what they do now. They just sit in the telegraph pole waiting for some kind of...
Well, you I have busted great, up their nest.
I have great admiration.
Hang on, this started before I busted up their nest. I busted up the nest so as to say, guys, nothing to see here anymore.
But they wanted to live at your place. Yeah, and I thought, this is
now they're really angry.
Yeah, but hang on, they hadn't had a there was no egg. I could see it was early early stages.
Well, who are you, Dr. Harry Cooper? You can see it's early stages of what? You don't know what you're talking about. Was it actually a nest? Or it was just some of your cigarette butts all caught up in the roof?
It had used a couple of those and some plastic. It wasn't discerning. It was using anything it found in the local area. It wasn't the greatest homemaker.
So I'm trying with all my might to have sympathy
this
for you.
Stupid honey eater. I will blow it out. I will go
no,
to
you
do
don't.
It. You know, I'll get a crossbow and sit on my balcony.
Good luck with
ridiculous.
That.
They're small birds.
I'll come and take it and put my aviary with my budgies. There
didn't someone break into your aviary?
Yeah, how's this? Yeah. So I had a rogue bird in my bird aviary on the weekend.
That makes no sense to me. How can a bird get inside a cage?
It is burrowed underneath the cage, so it's a big aviary.
What kind of bird?
It's like a sparrow or something.
All right, you're going to have a cross between a sparrow and a budgie in about 2 months.
You reckon?
You want a honey eater? Come and get my honey eaters. Oh, this is war. This is.
But why do I feel so happy that the bird's doing this to you?
Go the bird.
I'm totally on the honey eater's side. So is Australia.
I'll take some footage of this. It's not.
I want to film it too.
Not cool.
All right, I'm coming to your place tomorrow. I'll film it.
Stupid wildlife.
All right, let's kick on. We're going to touch base with the schoolies.
Yes.
There he is, our schoolies update.
You got it. Thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years, free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Ross Noble, funny man, Merrick Watts as well, joining us later in the show. Huge
because it's dangerous. It's dangerous. People, you just come out the front of your house and
it's calmed.
I haven't provoked it. I took his nest down with a broom. Because it was in my alcove.
When you walk out every day, are you a bit angry with the world?
No, I'm angry I'm about to be swooped. I sit there and I look at him. I can see him up there on the other side. I was going, come on.
Does it make
contact? One more step.
You're egging it on.
Whooshka. I'm not egging it on. I don't like it at all. Sean's on the line. Sean, you're suggesting it. What bird is it?
And I guarantee it'll be an Indian minor bird.
But that's what I thought it was, and I was convinced it was. So it's very aggressive. Are they aggressive?
Yeah, they can be very painful.
Well,
and be very annoying.
They're bullies too, aren't they?
They're bullies. And they don't stop. When do they stop? How long are they mating? What's going on?
How do you know about Indian minor birds, Sean?
My parents are part of the Australian Agricultural Society, so I grew up all around birds, unfortunately. So I don't think about them.
Unfortunately.
And is birds your thing too, mate?
They are, actually.
Really? And what do you do for a living?
Concreter.
Maybe you can make some concrete boots for my minor birds.
Some little tiny bitty ones.
Little tiny concrete boots. Do you know what I want to do? Maybe I should
be like a
falconer.
Oh, yeah.
And I should get the big leather on my arm and make them come down
and
do my bidding.
A little tiny birds.
I come out and go... And then the minor birds, instead of coming down and attacking me, sit on my arm.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. They don't like you.
Adrian's on the line. Adrian, what do you reckon it is?
G'day, Mick.
What is it?
Mate, it's a plover.
Plover?
Really?
Minor bird. Indian minor birds don't attack people. Plovers, they've got a nest on the ground or they've got chicks on the ground. They will attack anything.
Yeah, they're vicious.
It's in a hide.
But again, what's the problem with the birds protecting their young?
Yeah, but if you
walk makes sense bird, to
no,
me.
I'm not a threat to their young. Just leave me alone.
But they don't know that.
Oh, here, we've got pictures of a honey eater and we've got pictures of a minor bird.
Oh, it's a minor. I'm having a look at it. It's a minor.
Is it?
Absolutely. Oh, give me a look at the honey eater. Oh, that's interesting. Mm. Well, I'd shoot all of them.
Okay.
Given a chance. I think it's the minor bird. Look at them. Look at the look on their face.
No, that's not really
look
you.
At the,
you don't mean
that. That's as beady as it gets.
I love their
you beady-eyed freaks.
No.
They do look great.
You've made a very powerful enemy. They don't look great.
They do.
They're terrible.
Does it make contact with your head?
That could be the actual one, I reckon. That's it.
That's photographic evidence.
That's like a wanted poster.
Right.
All right.
Okay, now.
Let's get on with it.
Now, schoolies, you've been very disappointed in the behaviour of the 11,000 schoolies, for example, that are up on the Gold Coast.
Because they've been very well
behaved.
They've been well behaved.
They've let you down.
Praised by the police. There's been no carnage. There's no real attendance down.
Attendance
like a
is
Gold
down,
Coast
yep.
down by 27.
They've been leaving all the premises that they've been renting
just
in great
care.
Condition.
Oh, yeah. Landlords have been saying, well done, everybody. Yeah. This is. An Australian!
Oh, I've got good news.
Right.
A Gold Coast woman who lives in a street just near where all the schoolies action. She's living in fear after a shopping trolley was found parked on her roof.
Now.
There you go.
Now we're
there
talking.
It is.
She is well distressed done, and she wants to know how a shopping trolley got on her roof.
Schoolies week. She That's what it's all about.
She hasn't been able to get to sleep till 3 a.m. every
pointless.
Night.
It involves big things.
She's
it involves
so
moving
upset.
Something and you're drunk.
She says normally it's just pulling beer bottles out of my garden. We're used to that.
It's a shopping trolley.
But
on
when
roof.
It comes to something
That's
like
good.
This, how yeah. did they get it up there? You're entitled to
Don't
have
ask.
Fun, but this
no.
is going too far. She said, I tried to ring the police station at Orchard Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
But just rings out. What good is that for someone who might urgently need them?
Well,
she's very upset.
A shopping trolley on a roof. Now, that's classic.
It's impressive, isn't it?
There's a story in the Mornington Peninsula in Victoria. So their schoolies week is about to start, but there's blue bottle infestation on all the beaches.
Well, the residents must have arranged that. They've gone quick. Let's get all the blue bottles and bung them
that
in the water.
That wouldn't stop a proper schoolie.
Well, it should. You don't want to be stung by that.
Well.
Okay. Luck. Now, this is an interesting story I'm about to
schoolies.
Read out. I might implicate someone within this room. Are you ready?
Okay.
Police have seized a big bounty of drugs for Lawn, which is a place in Victoria, a seaside place.
Great Ocean Road.
Police witnessed...
Lawn's a notorious schoolies destination.
There it is. But local police witnessed a male driver acting suspicious about 1 a.m. They intercepted the car. Guess what the car was?
What?
A red Hyundai.
Hang on a minute.
Oh.
Don't look at me.
Where were you, Dave?
He turned up with vomit on his shoes.
Yes.
Was it a Getz? Is it specific
it's
or
a
is
Getz.
It?
It was right. a. I'm pretty sure it was a Getz. Now the male passenger fled the scene.
Oh,
you haven't been arrested recently, have you?
I haven't. I'm dangerous, David.
Well, the cops found a significant quantity of methamphetamine, ketamine, cannabis, deal bags, and a large amount of cash.
Sounds terrible.
And it was all going to go to schoolies. That's not the schoolies' fault.
Not guilty.
The red Hyundai makes me very, very suspicious.
Everyone here been kicked out of the Lawn Hotel, have they?
Oh, no. You?
Just me.
Well, I've swum the pier to pub at Lawn.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I did.
That's quite the
so
journey.
So I get the T-shirt.
Do you know what I did?
What?
I didn't swim it, but I stayed at the pub and wrote the number on my arm.
Oh, so I hated people like you. So everyone thought you swam it.
At the end of the day, the sea was angry today, my friends.
Oh, my God. All right.
All right.
We got some food news for you.
We do.
Yes.
Then Ross Noble.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Look at all this food.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
I like food.
That is disgusting.
Kennedy Malloy's food news.
Eat it. Just eat it.
Right, here we go.
Yeah.
Food
what do you
news.
Got? Open
here's,
up with
here's
some
Here's something
big stuff.
Really interesting. Have you noticed the advertising lately for... KFC.
Well, I generally do. My ears prick up.
Okay, so I'll tell you what it's reverted back to.
The Colonel's work.
Okay, it's reverted back to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Correct,
that's
right.
In its original
old
font. And this is because...
Remember the Hugo ads? Do you remember them?
Yes.
Are you old enough?
Yes.
Hugo's where I go.
Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah, get the jingle.
Okay. Yeah, it's the old Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's like a hippo.
Yeah, it is.
A hippo driving around in the country.
Sure.
And
life isn't funny on an empty tummy.
And the punchline was they were eating chicken.
Yeah. So.
Someone on our production.
Was it a KFC ad?
Yes.
Oh,
no, it was.
Dave.
What do you mean? That's what we're talking about. Kentucky Fried Chicken,
mate.
Oh, right.
It says, thank goodness.
What's Hugo got to do with Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Oh, my God.
That was my point. I don't know. But Hugo was a hippo.
Right. Anyway, back to me.
It was a hippo driving around the country in a car.
Back to my interesting conversation about Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Trying to find some chicken.
So
fried.
I've gone, this is so interesting, because remember a few years ago, it changed to KFC because everyone was so, don't talk about anything fried.
No.
You can't talk about fried. Mm. It's my kids used to call it kids' fattening centre.
Right.
That's what KFC's.
Well, stop.
Well done, kids. Well done.
You've got to fatten a kitty, there's nothing like a buck.
Oh,
there
isn't.
Okay, so here's the thing. In the last few years, there has been a resurgence and a absolute need for people to hoe into fried chicken.
Why?
Because it's delicious.
Well, I know
it
that.
It is yum.
You're
but,
preaching to the choir.
Yeah, but it's not just Kentucky Fried. There's all these groovy places now that have
fried
chicken.
By the way, go
chicken.
Free range if you've got the chance.
Yes
but, good idea.
But we're talking KFC.
Yes, because you love birds so much. Don't you say what
I'd
you said off
an
here.
Indian minor bird.
No,
batter him up.
Be careful. So it was out of fashion before. Now it's just showing, and I've seen it on trains and billboards and buses, they're just showing one delicious piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken fried. And they're basically saying, this is how good
drumstick?
It is. Now.
What do they go with, the drumstick?
They went with the drumstick, which is not my choice.
You know the most overrated piece is the breast.
No, it's not.
It is. It is just bland. It's just the best pork, white meat. There's nothing to it.
Well, it's on the rise. It's had an incredible ascension. It is the fastest growing market in the world again.
What is?
Oh, my God.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Jesus. Kentucky Fried Chicken has gone ballistic.
Really?
Again.
Yeah.
It's had a resurgence, and now they're calling it that the same.
And why? What's the, so it's just,
because I've just told you, chicken and waffles, stuff like that. JR American producer knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I put it down to the chicken salt.
It's about the herbs and the recipe in the Kentucky Fried and all these other sort of fried chicken.
What are the herbs and spices?
The 11 herbs and spices.
All right,
that's
anyone's
going
to say that.
It's the Colonel's secret.
We could go to Tokyo.
But why is it?
I've told you. It's because it's okay to eat fried chicken now. It hasn't got, you know, the same concerns that it used to have.
What else?
All right.
You've got the other one. You're talking about Tokyo.
Yeah, in Tokyo, they've got an all-you-can-eat Kentucky Fried drink buffet now.
Wow.
Why Tokyo? That doesn't seem like their go. They eat raw fish, not battered chicken. Yeah.
No, I think they really do like takeaway food there. They like that stuff.
By the way, we've got to get over this.
What do we have to get over now?
The whole hoo-ha about whaling. I mean, they're fair game.
No.
Fair game.
They're mammals. You look after them. They're one of us.
I mean, I'm so fascinated.
The fatties of the ocean.
Tell me what your point is here.
The fatties of the ocean.
You think we should...
Go down to the Southern Ocean. It's almost plague proportion.
You mean
the minke whale is not really...
You think the good old days of harpooning.
Well, do you know what? I'm not saying kill them for sport.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Whale watching is a great pastime. I'd love to go out and watch for a while.
Harpooning's a skill that's gone out of fashion, hasn't it? Imagine that. Is there a place you can go and learn?
It should be illegal.
It should be... To be able to teach that at my, you know, you can take extra classes like surfing or cricket or footy, harpooning.
Mm-hmm.
What did today? Oh, went and harpooned a couple of minke whales.
And you're single. All right, I've got another one for you.
Why are the Japanese eating?
I don't know, actually.
Chicken like that?
Yeah. I don't know why they've got this buffet.
Hey, can I do one?
Yes.
Sure.
Can I do one? I found a good one.
Is it that?
No. This one. The Chinese, we've gone to Tokyo, I'll go to China. Mm. Now, they're buying a lot of our stuff, and I haven't batted an eyelid. Good on you. No boundaries, no borders, all global economy.
Yep.
But they've crossed the line here. The Chinese dairy heavyweight has put a $1.5 billion bid in for our chalky milk.
Oh, my God. That's
un-Australian. They've bought the Lion brand, which includes dairy farmers. Big M.
No.
They've got our Big M.
No.
They've got our...
Well, they have a Chinese girl now with the dribbling.
Lucky
the
it's not Big L, or they would have been able to pronounce it in China.
We need a Tish Boom for that, honestly.
That's not going to dump it.
You're in a silly mood.
I made myself laugh.
You're silly.
Sometimes.
Well, that doesn't
seem
right.
You know what it is?
They
probably think it's baby formula. They've turned it into Big M baby formula.
That's what it'll be made of, baby formula.
It'll be flavoured baby formula.
That's no good. I'll tell you what.
But does that have to pass? What test does that have to pass before we allow that?
Profit, really?
Yeah.
Business. Big bickies. The government will be involved in that.
I'm not xenophobic.
No, our Prime Minister would have given the sign off on that.
Yeah. Are we done with food?
No.
You've got one more.
Just one more.
I think we're done.
Oh, all right.
I'm looking at the clock.
Oh, okay. You don't want to hear about my cannabis infused gravy. Next time.
That's your one stop shop. So you're getting high. You're getting high.
Boring conversation.
The munchies.
Awkward conversation.
You put it on your chips.
Just get Uncle George on the gravy. See him getting all chatty, Cathy.
There's your herbs and spices. All right. Hey, who's up?
Ross Noble. Right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The last time Ross Noble was in, he floated this fantastic idea for a movie.
It's a biopic of, I would say, possibly the greatest Australian ever. Hello, Frank Walker, National Guard. He's a mysterious figure.
I remember playing Frank Walker ads 20 years ago. I guarantee you, it's a different Frank
it's
Walker.
It's not.
Scott's on the line.
I know he doesn't have a voice double.
Do you know Frank?
Yeah, I work for Frank.
Wouldn't he be happy for Ross Noble to play him in a biopic?
His humanoid tour is set to work its way around the country next February and March, and we welcome him back to the show right now, Ross Noble.
Hello.
Hello.
Good
hello.
To see you, Ross.
It's lovely
to be back. How's it going now?
Very good.
You put pen to paper, the biopic, are you working your way through the raw material?
I'm working on it. There's so much to go through. You know,
did we work out if you play him? Are you doing
I'm definitely playing
okay.
him.
Yeah,
what's the opening scene? What would the opening scene be?
Well, I think it's a young Frank as a child, and he's in his country retreat. He's in his country. He lives in, I don't know, but I'm just guessing.
Maybe he comes out of the womb. Hello.
And I think as he comes out,
yes.
he looks down and his mother, the floor of the maternity ward, the hospital yes. room, it's got wooden floor and all the juices. What would you call not the, what yeah, the fluids?
Water, the
fluids.
The fluids.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we not say fluid?
The amniotic liquids. As they hit the floor, and there's a little look in the
a
tiny baby,
ding.
Yeah, in his eyes, and he thinks, one day, one day, I will not stand for absorbent flooring.
And off we go, and we crash boom to 35 years later.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny.
But I've got a little update on the Frank Walker situation.
Please.
Turns out Frank Walker's grandchildren, hello, because they're listening. Frank Walker's grandchildren listen to this show.
Oh, they heard the whole thing.
They heard the whole thing. Yes.
Right. Well, they can back up that it is his Frank, real voice.
Did you have the conversation? Is it the real Frank Walker?
My wife talked to their dad, and he went, "You'll never guess." She didn't know it was. She had no idea. She went, "Well," and he said, "Is there some sort of, I'm not sure if there's some kind of tile man confidentiality. Is it like a legal thing?
Or a doctor or a lawyer.
Exactly.
Confidentiality clause with your tile
exactly.
guy.
But apparently, and he said to my wife, my kids are great.
So your wife randomly met Mr. Walker's son.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
Right. I don't know if he's still with. I shouldn't be airing there.
If she was ever going to leave you, that would be who it was for.
Wasn't it for you?
It was for you.
Now. Hey, now, listen to me.
you said that on purpose.
What are you?
He just likes to remind, me.
I know.
That he's next in line.
Question without notice.
You're looking well, actually. Can
Thank
I just say,
you. Oh, well,
you're looking
kind.
Very healthy.
Thank
She'll
you.
Be pleased.
Can I,
She'll be pleased.
Can
so
I get a
if,
job in the Frank Walker movie? Could I play someone? Could I be a rival tile guy?
You know who you could be? You could be the king of the carpet court.
Oh, good.
That's a
carpet court.
That's good.
You could be the experts in the trade.
You could be the carpet court jester.
Yeah.
And then, like, secretly.
Just kind of mad.
And him and you and Frank meet up in a car park, and he says, "Look, I'll do timber, laminate, and tiles, and you do carpet."
So we divvy up the kingdom.
Divvy it up a bit like the Cray twins. You know
the Cray twins. They're like my boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that who and then we have a knife fight. Do we? Me and Frank have a
to
or
the death.
Smashed. You have one of those carpet. You know the things for cutting the carpets with those knives.
Yes.
Carpet cutters.
Oh, they're very sharp.
And Frank has
a box cutter.
A box cutter. And Frank has a smashed tile.
Am I still in the jester costume though?
Yes, of course.
Do I ever get out of it?
100%. You stay in it.
As he swings, at you, he chops off the tricorn hat. You know the three. He's got the
three
points
stumps.
On it. He chops the bells off one at a time.
And no, but I try and sneak up on me in the middle of the night, but my bells.
Exactly.
Here's my bells.
Ding a
ling a ding. Ding a ling a ding. Hang on a second. It's the carpet court jester.
And he also even before he hears the bells, he hears because he hasn't got any carpet in any. His whole house is tiled. So he hears the banging of the hard shoes.
Oh no,
it's called jester wouldn't wear hard shoes.
No, I've got like
They're felt slippers. You've gone mad.
Yeah.
So that's if you are planning on burglarizing somebody.
And do I go mad on a full moon or something? Like the jester must be like a Batman.
He's got a dark
like
side.
Like the Joker.
I'm normally a bit like this, and then all of a sudden, once a month,
the Joker.
Like a budget version of the Joker. The
jester. Budget.
Very dark.
No, but what I mean is
like the
Joker. The Joker's like the ultimate baddie, but the jester's you know when you get
working's way up the order,
a supermarket's own brand villain. It's like that. Are you the Joker? No, I'm the jester.
Right, I'm a new kid on the block. I'm earning my stripe. Hang about, can you? While we work on this.
Hold that thought.
Do you know what we should do? Let's workshop this while we play a song.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I would go and see that movie.
That's what I like
instantly.
To do. I like to come in here and talk about nothing but Frank Walker.
So far, so good.
It's working.
All right. More with Ross Noble after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ross Noble's here. Humanoid is coming to Australia in February from the 20th to the 28th of March all around Australia. You can get all your ticket details at alist.com.au.
Glad you can squeeze us in because we've just been talking in the break and you've been gallivanting around the world.
Scooting around the world, yeah.
Playing at some terrific venues. You've gone to London, you said to Galway, to New York and big theatre. I asked you about the theatres you play because it's a fascinating thing about touring. None of them are quite the same.
Yeah,
You have a regular, but you're telling me you play at where? Shaftesbury?
In London, I'm playing the Palladium.
Palladium, which is massive.
It's 2,500-seater.
It's amazing stuff.
Do you know Bruce Forsyth?
Yes, I do.
That's the same to say you die.
I see him playing Frank Walker.
He could play the organ, definitely. And the Palladium, they've got his... when he died, they put his ashes... Or underneath the stage.
Oh, that's fantastic!
So you can go like they're in it. They're bricked in.
Yeah.
They're not just. It'd be quite good if they were just loose in a ball.
And then just a cloud of dust.
Or like when the athletes just like the gymnasts or the weightlifters and they put their hands in and they just boom like that. You can do that.
A bit
with
of foresight floating
around. But you were saying where you used to do shows.
Oh yeah. So I did a run of started. A couple of times I did like 6 weeks in the West End, you know. Ooh. So you've got like you'd have sort of like Les Mis on one side, and then there would be Thriller the musical that was on the other side, and
Matilda or something like that.
Up the road, and there was one night there was a couple about I would say 10 minutes into the show got up and walked out
of your show.
I've walked out of the show. That's a bit weird. Yeah. And then I was chatting to one of the guys that worked front of house, and he said apparently there's two Apollo. I was playing the Apollo Shaftesbury Avenue. There's another Apollo. There's the Hammersmith Apollo,
yes.
And there's also the Victoria Apollo. And these people left, and the reason they were so angry was he said, "Why are you leaving?" He said, "This isn't Wicked," and they genuinely thought they bought for the.
This is a really shit house Wicked.
That's a really shit house Wicked.
One of them.
But it took them 15 minutes and they went, he hasn't done, he's not green and he hasn't stopped.
He's done one song.
He hasn't broken into song.
Yeah, exactly, and he's not.
I'll tell you what I did the other day. I walked past the telly and I saw just the closing credits and it was Graham Norton. He goes, "Would you please take our guest, Ross Noble?" Yeah. And the Graham Norton show is a great, I absolutely love the show.
I do shows outside of Australia.
Yes, I know you do because you're
I'm
a traveller.
International.
But you're on with some interesting guests, including,
what? That's what I love about that show. I did it once with Celia Imrie from she's from, you'd know her, she's in Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Oh yes, I
did it once with her and Sean Penn.
Oh wow.
there's a crazy mixer.
That is worlds colliding.
Yeah. Well, you did a show with Amelia Clarke, who of course is the mother of dragons in Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
And she seems like a good bird.
Yeah, she's good. And if you go out for a meal with her, when the waiter comes over and says, "Just be careful, that plate, it's hot," I'm not bothered. He just takes it straight away.
Well, another person wouldn't be bothered is Jason Momoa, who is a big unit himself, and he's in that, what's he in? This
Aquaman.
Aquaman.
It's really hard to pick you two apart.
I was going to say.
An interesting thing. He was telling me that several years ago, he lived in Adelaide.
Really? Oh,
he would have stood out in Adelaide, I would imagine, because he's a pretty, he's 6'7" or something, isn't he?
His ex-girlfriend was from Adelaide, so he spent, before he was famous.
She let him slip away.
He was knocking I tell you
what. Did he have a shirt on? Every time I see him, doesn't have a shirt on.
I mean, if you look like him, you would have a shirt on. He's just going, my buttons are broken.
It's fine for him, but I have to be told.
Is it good fun doing that show?
Yeah, it's great. It's great fun.
Seems very relaxed and easygoing.
I think it got edited out. I don't know what they left in the show, but I think it got edited out. I basically, which I wanted to know, right? And I asked Jason Momoa, and I don't think he took it in the spirit in which it was intended. I said to him, "Now forgive me if this was left in the show, but I don't think it was."
Right.
Basically, Aquaman. I don't know if you've seen the film Aquaman.
No, right? I haven't.
It's got a lot of men riding sharks, right? Now, there's no film, in my opinion, that can't be improved with somebody riding a shark.
Riding a shark?
The jester would ride a shark.
Jaws is a good film, right? Yes. But if somebody come out the water riding that shark, it's already better. And I said to him, and like I say, sorry if this was left in the show, and I'm just repeating myself, but basically, bloke riding a shark, I went, this is a great film. Two blokes riding sharks, it's got better, hasn't it? It's got twice as good, right? So by the time there was 100 men riding sharks, I thought, this is the greatest film ever made, right? And what I wanted to know from Momoa, which he refused to tell me, at the end of Aquaman, when Aquaman, he becomes Aquaman and he stood there in the full suit, right? Why is Aquaman wearing shoes? because at no point he floats. That's the point of he floats in the water.
I'd go with riding a shark, but you lost me with the shoes.
Unless it was when because we've all come up a pebbly beach and gone, like that. But I'm sure Aquaman can.
What type of shoes were they?
He's wearing like big,
like desert boots,
like boots up to his knees, with like sort of.
No, he should have webbed toes.
Yeah, exactly. But he uses his feet to swim because he's Aquaman.
We've all done the Aquaman.
Why are you wearing shoes?
Does he wear yellow Speedos at least in the film?
He doesn't. There's no.
I'm going to go and watch that film now.
But you know what? At the end, you'll see it and you'll go.
Oh, well, I
shouldn't be wearing.
Does he cover himself in chicken fat like Des Renford used to when he was swimming swim the British Channel?
Perhaps that's maybe why the Kentucky Fried Chicken has come up. Maybe it's the scene.
We're running out of time, and I want to give you tour dates quick.
Oh yes, I've put extra show. I've put extra shows on. So if you thought the tour was finished, it's not.
What are the extra shows? Quick, go, Jane.
Oh, well, I don't.
From Thursday the 20th at Wonthaggi, then you're in Narrewarren in Melbourne, Warrigal, Preston, Kyneton, Geelong.
Are they the extra ones?
Toowoomba, am I doing Toowoomba?
Ipswich, you're going Gympie as well.
You're going everywhere.
Lismore.
I'm filling in the gaps of the ones.
He does London, LA, New York, Gympie. Yeah. I love this bloke.
It's got to be good.
I didn't have time to ask you about this, which was a shame we're running out. Yeah, can you hang around?
I can hang around.
Okay, great.
Stay with us.
Yeah, Ross Noble's with us. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ross Noble still with us, by the way. Ross's show, Humanoid, is coming all around Australia.
Extra mentioned shows, some of those. Mate.
Yeah, so we got. You're going to Burnie. You're going to Devonport, Launceston, Ross, Hobart as well, Shepparton, Moorabbin, all over Wollongong. Yeah, Newcastle.
The Gong,
smashing it down in Tasmania.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We love Tasmania. To all our listeners down there. Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to Penguin though. I've played Penguin before.
I love that
name. Penguin?
It's a Penguin's town.
It's a town?
Yeah.
Come on.
Best name ever.
We're going to give one to all the birds.
Guess what they've got? What? Big concrete penguins. Of course they have.
But do they have actual penguins?
I don't think so.
Well, why would you call your town Penguin if they don't have actual penguins?
They're very lazy people in those days.
They've got penguins down there, haven't they?
You'd have to have a cat penguin.
I mean, Phillip Island's got penguins.
Yeah, but that's their thing. They're known for it. You would have thought if there was penguins in Penguin. If I was Phillip Island, I would sue Penguin. That's our thing. Yeah. Or I'd go and steal the big penguin.
You're just angry because the penguin is a Batman villain.
The court jester. That's the court jester's tailor made.
I kept seeing you in a court jester outfit.
And I'd be crazy with crazy makeup.
Do you remember a few years back there was I don't know if it was over here or whether the news, but we had the Northampton clown.
But he was a baddie.
He was a baddie, and he used to a bloke dressed as a clown. Yeah. He used to stand around in alleyways and stuff, freaking people out.
Not pleasant.
You know? And he would sort of like chase people. And
would he do children's parties too?
Well, I think he did turn up to some schools.
I'm thinking, why don't you dress as the jester? What? Better still, right?
A surprise for
I've got it.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. This is it, right? It's the Kennedy Malloy jester, right? And what you do is you go out, right, but not in the daytime.
No.
You go out late at night.
Is it only full moon or is it any night?
Perfect. On the night of a full moon,
watch it.
You stand in a very unsavoury part of town.
But he does that anyway. What's the difference?
Well, that's the point.
It's not as a jester.
Okay, you're dressed as a jester and you stand there for 20 minutes and anyone who isn't terrified...
can come and approach.
Gets a, I don't know, a CD.
It's a prize pack.
You still get a prize pack.
Hey, mate, I want to run. Have you done... I like where you're going with this. Have you done shows in Germany? Have you done shows?
Yes, a long time ago.
I got a story from Germany I'd like to run by. The biggest, I think, jewellery heist ever has just taken place. $1.6 billion worth has been stolen from basically Germany's Fort Knox. By what they say is one of the greatest organised crime, like heists in history. There's many details I could run through, but here's the one I like. Local reports in Germany say the thieves were noticeably small and able to fit through a tiny window. Now, are you going to profile? Who are you looking for in Germany? If you're looking for tiny...
Jockeys.
Are you about to ask me the question that we all ask ourselves on a daily basis, child or dwarf?
Is it a child or dwarf?
Child or dwarf.
Which is a good name for my game show. That's what I'm asking you. Now, the dwarf would have the advantage because a greater brain capacity, but chunkier thighs. Which, if you're going through a smaller hole...
If he was to grease himself up with Kentucky Fried Chicken, he's... Honestly,
I knew we'd link that to KFC.
How would you audition them for the
audition? Right, you can tell you're not a criminal. We need to, darlings. We need audition. To audition.
You make him go through a cat flap. You go, all right. Go and get. How do you? I think this is amazing.
No, it's Germans, really ingenious. They cut off the power supply.
Thank you.
They started a small fire at an electrical panel near the museum.
That's dwarf.
They broke. Before breaking a grill on the side of the building and climbing through a window into the museum.
A tiny window.
And this place...
mischievous kids, though.
This could be kids fish-farting around.
This place was once boasted. It was as secure as Fort Knox, they reckon.
Well, it was.
There is surveillance footage.
It was until the dwarf stroke kids came.
Correct.
Right? All I'm hoping is, I know this is an audacious plan that's been pulled off, but I really hope they do catch them. Because how funny is the picture going to be when they take, you know, the mugshot?
Oh, yeah.
And they have the height chart? It's just going to be, it'll just be the tops.
It's
tops of the heads. The usual suspects.
Police are on the lookout for sleepy, toughy, punchy. Oh, God, I can't do it anymore.
Oh,
hey, well done.
God.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We love it when you swing
so
by. And have fun in Tassie. Have fun around Australia.
Yeah. Come back
we'll
and see
enjoy
us.
It.
Come and see
cheers.
Us.
Ross Noble. Right.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And in this hour, you're going to get your chance to join me on the greatest ever pub crawl ever designed. It goes right around Australia. It's all in conjunction with Brick Lane Brewing, who are throwing on the beers, as am
very
I.
Very generous
you can be
of you.
My guest.
Yes.
What are you bringing to the table? Let me know. Don't just say I like beer. You need something better than that.
Okay.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. I want to know why you're special.
Yeah, all right.
Why you deserve to walk through the door and be shouted beers in my company.
And spend time with you and get a photo with you.
Because it's going to get personal and
what
there's
do
not
mean
many
personal?
There. We're going, well, you know. We'll,
you mean cozying up to people?
No, we'll be drunk together. We'll have our arms around
you'll
each other.
You'll be having a good time.
When we part, it'll be emotional. It's got to be that small, so get involved, you lot. What else?
I've got a few dog stories for you.
You've always got a dog story.
I know, and it's not animal time to do that, but I've
it's
got
okay.
some fabulous and something about Donald Trump and a dog.
Sounds good. We'll take your course, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Merrick Watts attire brought a tantalising hint of summer to the show last time.
That top is either gay guy or party guy. Depending on how fat you are.
I have lost a lot of weight. Okay, open to new opportunities, Mitch.
It's a beautiful floral
print. Well, it suits you.
Just one favour. Do up one of those buttons.
Did you say undo one button?
Oh, oh,
look at that. Nipple slip. Mick, look at this. Side boot.
Please welcome back Merrick Watts.
I'm still
great
having therapy over that.
Oh, that's great. Tell me about this pub crawl. Sounds great, Jane. You really looking forward to it?
Dave and I are going to just hold the fort because we just thought maybe it's Mick's thing and it's his beer.
Merrick, I'm taking one for
people.
The team and I'm going to go out there like frontline troops, take one for the team and drink beer every afternoon for a week
sounds
in
great.
Towns all around Australia while these guys keep
somehow
the home fires burning.
Yeah.
You know, that's, at a nice safe distance.
I don't know how he's putting up
do you want to come?
I would love to, Mick. Oh, absolutely.
You
sounds
can join
great.
Me in Brisbane, Newcastle, Sydney or Melbourne.
I've come to all of them.
You're on the bus. You're on the tour bus. It's going to be great. Thanks, Brick Lane. We're going to take your calls and we'll get on that soon. Speaking of pub calls and retiring, We're about to go on holidays. Are you doing anything specific on holidays yourself?
I'm thinking I might take some time off to do some casual drinking.
I like that.
But don't you do that every second day now. With your wine?
Yes. But the difference is this time I'll give myself official credence. I'll be going, no, you're okay now. Get stuck into a tiger. You've deserved it.
So you're someone that,
yeah. Have a rest.
I would enjoy, and I do enjoy, and I have had drinks with you, and you're someone that's good, you know.
Good company.
Good company.
Yeah.
What are you saying when he's not drinking, he's not?
No.
What are you saying?
No, when I'm sober, I'm drunk and ugly and violent, but drunk on goodwill. That's the problem.
Merrick, I say this if I'm not planning, so holidays, sometimes you go, I want to go overseas, I want to do something. Mm. I'm not going anywhere. I say to you, if you need to get me over the next 8 weeks,
yeah, how do we
call
contact you?
The golf club or the yacht club?
Hello.
And I'll be there. You just ring. Just ring her and go, I want to speak to Mick.
I'll
and I'll go, hang
that.
On, I'll put him on.
I can understand. Hello. That is where you're going to be, isn't it?
That is how it works out.
That's also, too, the exact relationship I had with my father as a child growing up.
So,
if you want to speak to your father, ring the Rising Sun Hotel in South Melbourne. That's where he lives when he's not with his children.
Well, I had this. This is true. I was a very good friend of Bill Hunter's.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to
You've mentioned that a few times.
Well, I love the guy. Yeah. And but his agent used to ring me up. And go, I need to find Bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would give him three pubs. Yeah, okay. Ring the London Tavern, the Lion, or the Rochester.
Yeah. And Rochester.
And I was like the only bloke, because he didn't have a mobile phone.
Right.
He was, when he's talk off the grid, that man got off the grid. But I was the only conduit to him and his business life.
And you'd find him.
Do you remember the day before the mobile phone? They're the landline.
Well, I do have. My kids have lamented that, and they often say, Mum, tell us about that phone you used to have where it took ages to dial one number. Like, you know how long it actually takes to dial a number? And they go, I wish we had a phone with a cord. You know, that you could just, have it stuck on the wall. And that's my biggest memory.
I wish we had a car we could crank up at the front.
No, they really lament those
days. I wish we could churn some butter.
We have one. We've got a proper old school dial phone in our house. Like, it's digital, right? But my wife bought one, and it's like a proper old school black phone with a dial, and that's what my kids use when they want to ring Nan or they want to ring Mum or Dad. They use that because I see it kind of like as a gateway drug to mobile phone use. And also, too, it's a healthy environment for them to understand what a phone is, which is that you are not allowed to have a better life than your father.
Now, were you saying before that you have a blocked number?
Yeah, I do.
What sort of people have
block numbers?
Do you have a block number?
Of course I do.
Do you know how...
Yes!
Pardon me, Your Majesty, that is.
Rubbish! Why is it? Why does everybody...
What's the secret?
Well, there in the old days, the phone rings. You didn't telepathically go, oh, that's Mick Molloy calling. It was just ring, ring. Why do we have to know who it is? I just think it's rude if people have their name come up and I go, I've got to talk to Mick.
What are you hiding?
What's the mystery?
I'm not hiding anything.
Who are you calling?
But no.
But you've got a double life. How many phones you got? I've got two.
Well, we know why you'd have two.
You've got two phones and a bum bag.
Derek, why do you have one?
Well, because to be completely honest, I'm such a Luddite that I haven't figured out how to change it back to show my number. So, like, it's been blocked for probably close to 20 years. And the only reason I blocked it in the first place is, and this is absolutely true, it was so that I could prank phone call Richard Wilkins when I was drunk. I'm not even joking. I wish that was.
I don't believe you are joking.
It's hands. I've got the number here still. It's under Tricky. I'm a fine.
Let's
do it.
Get
my mates around.
Let's prank call.
We will
now.
Do it on the other side of this song. Hang about, please,
Merrick. Answer. He loves me.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Merrick Watts is with us. The Grapes of Mirth is happening in Canberra on the 1st of December, then King Valley in Victoria, Coonawarra, South Australia, Tasmania.
Did you know that Mick is Canberra's favourite son?
Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. No, I was born
in
Canberra.
Not number one.
I am number one. Oh, there's some stupid conductor.
There's a conductor and the guy who's in Hawaii.
On the list of Canberra's favourite sons.
There's a conductor who's beaten you.
No, he's some Russian tosspot. I don't know. He might have been born in Canberra, but he doesn't count. But I'm at
shady list.
There's a Russian guy. Anton Chekhov? Who is this guy?
He's probably, I don't know, some...
Am I have to get this stupid list up again to find out what the name is?
Yeah, you do that. Hey, in the meantime, Merrick, do you recognise that bird?
Oh, God! Sorry.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Dirty, freaking dirty bird.
Oh, come oh, on. It's a,
there's hardly a bird I wouldn't kill and eat, but I wouldn't eat that bird.
Oh,
that's
no.
That bird, is what me. You call an Indian minor bird. Now, my life's been in peril. I've been living in fear. There's been a reign of terror. Hitchcock's birds have nothing to do with what's going on at the front of my house. I put it to you, you're having the same issues.
Well, I call them the yellow-eyed ISIS Muppet is what I like to call them because they are terrorists.
They are terrorists. They are no good.
I was walking down the street yesterday just minding my own business in a pair of bike shorts and a bum bag. And
okay, first
and,
issue.
And a muscle singlet and a pair of Reebok pumps.
Right. That's
as
why it attacked you.
Well, I couldn't figure it out.
You're not to wear those clothes.
I think I'm on the bird side.
I thought it was Richard Simmons. And it swooped down. Oh, seriously, I was just walking along and this bird swooped and I went, oh, magpie. Clearly it's a magpie and made some sort of intrusion into its area. No, dirty freaking minor bird.
It's an Indian
has attacked
minor
bird. Me. Came dangerously close to getting a reaction from me, but it didn't. But it was very close to getting
but
a reaction.
If you attack
it's
by a
nesting
magpie.
Time. This is why it's happening now. I mean,
nesting
come on.
Time. Is that why
just
women,
stay
women
away.
Go a bit crazy when they're preggers?
Yes.
Is that why,
that's
so why you
why.
Tread very carefully around
that's correct, Mick.
A woman when she's...
Yeah, you got us worked out in one.
Do you know what? There is a lot of complaining that goes on. Do you do you agree, Mick?
not unwarranted.
Merrick, do you think women are a bit high maintenance when they're pregnant?
Again, Mick is single, and I don't know why.
Do you know, you probably shouldn't complain so much. Can I tell you why? Do you know where...
I like his really...
If everybody can see Jane's face, you nailed that, Mick.
Do you know
well
when elephants are pregnant? They're pregnant for 24 months. Mm-hmm. Now, I put it to you, Merrick, that's a lot of foot rubs. That's a lot of... It's a lot of tiptoeing around.
We don't ask for
around
it's a lot of twisty.
Little foot
compare
rub.
It to the elephant.
Are you saying, why are you comparing pregnant women to elephants?
I'm not doing
now?
That. I'm not doing come that. On. I'm just saying you've got 9 months, which is a bit of a doddle. And let's be honest, you're biologically programmed to do it. It's not like it's a special.
So
yeah, you're on a roll, mate. Well, keep going. I'm loving it.
No. Give us a call now.
I think this is the natural progression of the conversation.
Am I right, guys?
Seeing an image of an Asian minor bird, it just naturally it went to gestation periods.
I'd rather be swooped by a minor bird than attacked by Jack right now.
That's yeah. True.
Hey,
and you are very far down the list of famous people.
Hey, what am I in Canberra? Favorite son?
Oh, about 20. Lincoln Hall is ahead of you. He's
a
writer.
Hall?
Campbell Newman, civil engineer and a politician.
Yeah, he was,
Campbell Newman from Queensland.
He's a politician of some description.
Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, yeah.
What he's born in Canberra.
Is
he's
he above me?
Miles above you.
Paddy Mills.
Shut up, Dave. I don't know why you're getting involved.
Secret Thornton.
Good. Oh, well, that's, yeah, you got to.
Oh, you got to be well.
Yeah, she's great. All the rivers run.
Yeah,
you got to pay that.
Got to pay that.
Do you know what?
And then there's Mick Malloy.
Maybe if me and Siggy. Like we're a couple, we could be number one and two.
Oh,
or we could be Canberra's favourite couple, celebrity couple.
No, you've gone mad now. Stop it.
Mick, what part of the ACT were you born in? Were you born in the sex toys part or the Harry's part?
I think we know the answer to that, Mary.
36 Poynton Street,
hey,
and then
Merrick,
I moved to Aranda.
What are you going to do for Christmas, for your family, for everyone, for your beautiful wife? Have you got ideas?
Yeah, I've got ideas, but I had ideas last year, and one of my ideas last year was to, my son was 9 and a half, and I thought for Christmas, well, you know, I'll just do what my dad did, and I'll buy him a gift that says, you know, you're transitioning into a man. So I bought my son a pocket knife, and 2 hours later, he was bleeding quite badly.
But no, that's silly.
No, it's true. It's what it is.
Yeah, so I showed my kids Jackass.
This year we've decided, you know, obviously no knives, so we're going to get him a gun.
Well, that should be easy to come by.
That
you,
is
you've
good,
got contact.
Good parenting, by the way. Now, have we mentioned the Grapes of Mirth? Where is it?
Canberra, 1st of December.
Canberra this good weekend. You, love to see you at the ACT. Pialago
drop
State.
My name. It opens doors in Canberra.
Yeah.
It really does.
I would,
but possibly the wrong doors. So
I was
going to
say, unfortunately, they're well lit with red light.
That's right.
Thanks, Mary.
Grapes of Mirth.
Thanks, guys.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Are you ready for the party of the year?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
So
summer's close, and the time is right for Mick's Pub Shots, thanks to Brick Lane Beer.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, we're about to find out as I hit the road around the big brown land and all down the eastern seaboard. I'm throwing on my Christmas pub crawl drinks.
Yes, very generous of you.
Brisbane, Newcastle, Sydney, Melbourne. We're going to fly you in from South Australia, from WA.
Yes.
We're going to have a friggin' party. We're going to go off. We're going to take no prisoners. It's going to be like a siege
situation.
How are
you going to get in training for this? I'm worried about
it.
I'm
ready to go.
You are?
I'm good to go, but I want to be surrounded by top shelf A-listers who've come to play.
Yeah, that's it.
We've got what it takes.
I think we've got a bunch of them here ready to go.
This is all thanks to Brick Lane, by the way, and all our callers today will get a slab of
Brick
Lane.
I was at Dan Murphy's last night and picked up some Brick Lane.
Do you know, I love Dan Murphy's. I'll tell you why.
You shouldn't have to buy it. You should get it from here.
It's a supermarket. Or it gives you a shopping trolley, but it's for alcohol.
Yes. It's the best kind
Dan Murphy's,
trolley.
I tell you what, we'll take pride in place. Yeah. Go and ask your local Dan Murphy. They'll sort you out for either the pale ale, the One Love pale ale, or the base lager. Yeah. Brian, why do you want to come, mate, to the party of the century?
Oh, it's all about what we're not going to bring.
Well, what are you not going to bring, mate?
Me and mate Pete have been on this cleansing diet for 30 days where we haven't had any alcohol whatsoever. Right. We lost 20
kilos?
Bang, you need to get off that. You need, your first beer back should be a Brick Lane.
You're going
to
bung it all back on.
A lager, bang, you're on. You get a slab of Brick Lane, my friend, and you're coming to my pub crawl. Jill's on the line.
Hello,
g'day, Jill.
Jill.
How are you?
G'day, Mick. How you doing?
Good. What can you bring to the table for my pub crawl?
Well, Mick, I'm a nurse, so I'm going to bring some bandages and look after everyone when they're pissed and so
I tell you what, Brick Lane, a slab of Brick Lane for Jill. Would you like the pale ale? You strike me as a pale ale drinker, Jill.
Yeah, for sure.
And which show are you going to come to?
Newey.
Oh, we'll see you in Newey.
Well done, Jill.
Done. Andrew's on the line. Andrew, what are you bringing to the table, mate?
G'day, Mickey. Mate, I first come across your Brick Lane at a food and beer festival.
Yep.
In one of your caravans and been in love with it ever since.
Oh, that's, what I think you that's good to know.
The One Love Pale Ale.
The One Love Pale Ale. We're sending you a slab of that right now and we'll see you in the Melbourne, which will be the London Tavern.
That's it, in Richmond and Melbourne.
Done. That's going to be a knees up. I'll be announcing some special entertainment there very shortly.
Right. Jenny.
Yep.
How are you going, Jenny?
Good, how are you?
You want to have a beer with Mick?
Yeah, for sure, and have a chat about the birds. Birds hate me like that.
Oh, really?
That's
it. Yeah, they always go to attack me, and wherever I go, birds always fly down and swoop me. It doesn't matter.
Well, you'll have plenty to talk about.
Which show do you want to come to, Jenny?
In Sydney.
In Sydney. We're walking together. See which one they swoop.
At the Chippo.
At the Chippo in Sydney. Brick Lane, slab of coming your way.
Well done.
Hi, Mark.
G'day, how are you?
Mark, you have a real, real reason for wanting to come and have a drink with me. Tell how many kids have you got, dude?
10.
Oh.
Mate.
Jeez. Two slabs of Brick Lane for Mark. 10 kids. You might want to bring your wife too. So we're giving you two. By the way, everyone gets two tickets. We expect you to bring your partner or a very good friend.
Mm.
So that's 10 good. Children and twins.
Twins on the end, yep.
Oh, yes, mate. Snap. Yeah. But I didn't have... you've got 10, I've got 5, so I've stopped, you know.
You had 5 under 6, though, at one stage,
I
didn't
did.
You? Slab of Brick Lane for Jane.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Good on you, Mark. See you at the Newey
Thanks,
gig.
Mark.
And Kim's on the line. Kim, what are you bringing to the table?
I'm going to bring you a big bucket of dirty bird thighs.
Oh.
Hey, KFC thighs.
More information,
yep.
please.
Hang on. Kim, you'll know you'll have to sneak that in.
I'll tell you what, bring me a bucket of minor bird. and you've got a date.
Plenty of them at home.
Yeah. Can't wait to see you, Kim. We'll
Thank
see you
Kim.
In the Newcastle show.
You got it.
Slab of Brick Lane
How
for
good.
You. And if you want to get your own, Dan Murphy's.
Get into it.
Go now. They are hot to go. Selling like hotcakes.
For those who can't get to the cities, we can fly you in. So kennedymalloy.com.au for your chance to have a beer with Mix. It's Mix Pub Shouts thanks to Brick Lane.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Massive day. We've had Ross Noble, we had Merrick Watts. You missed any of that, grab the podcast, kennedymalloy.com.au.
Well, I will.
Yeah, get into it.
Well, you will. No, you won't. You're not going to listen to the podcast of yourself.
Why not?
Air check yourself.
I would. I'll just listen to mine.
Have you ever? Have you ever got the app on your phone?
I'll do it. I know how to do it. You get a floppy disk.
No, all right.
And you...
How dare you? Don't say that.
And you boot up.
All right, I've got a couple of dog stories, because you know I love dogs.
You're breaking protocol here. Why can't you wait for Animal Kingdom?
Because I can't wait.
I've got to go there.
Well, the first one is because I can't get over this vision. You'll see it on the news tonight, because it just makes me so angry. You know the dog that was in the El Baghdadi raid that Donald Trump celebrated this amazing dog. He was an amazing dog, you know. So he's met this dog, Conan, which is a Belgian Malinois. It looks a bit like a German Shepherd.
Yeah, gorgeous dog.
They're super smart, beautiful dogs.
Pretty good dogs.
Anyway, so they have this ceremony today at the White House. And people are bringing in the dog. And here's the news report of it, and I'll tell you what happens afterwards.
Conan got a plaque and a medal, along with some pats on the head and scratches behind the ears for a job well done.
Conan is a tough cookie. And nobody's going to mess with Conan.
The Pentagon says Conan chased al-Baghdadi into a dead-end tunnel where the ISIS leader detonated a suicide vest.
I said, what chance would a strong man have against Conan without the guns? And I guess the answer pretty much was none. He would have no chance.
Okay. Right. Now, the problem here is if you're seeing a dog and you want to say, good dog, good boy. Yeah. So the other gentlemen that are there give a bit of a cuddle and fit a pat. Melania is standing about 30 feet away from the dog, and the president does not pat the dog on the head. Well, he doesn't even touch the dog.
Does he give it a smacko?
No, not chin? Even a schmacko. No schmacko. And in fact,
who's a good boy?
Originally they were going to muzzle the dog.
Ball? Did he check a tennis ball?
No tennis ball, nothing. How dare you do that? That dog is a hero. And you are just...
What is wrong with you?
Giving that dog the cold shoulder, you'll be shocked.
The dog's a war hero.
Yeah.
The dog is a war...
Give it a hug.
The dog should have dry-humped his leg. Hey.
Should have.
Hey, POTUS.
Should have got a vest for the president.
Lipstick.
Yeah, oh, come on.
I said that.
He can do what he wants. Force lipstick out, lipstick out. No. He's a war hero.
Well, that's maybe why Melania was standing so far back.
Tension.
All right, now, here's a job that I would take in a flash. You know what? I used to be a nanny.
No, bucket on the head.
I used to be a nanny. Right. I'm segueing into another
before
story
you
here.
Had your own tribe.
Yes.
You're
but
a
I
nanny.
Wasn't. I was a nanny for many years.
Yeah. I'd have been measuring the alcohol in the liquor cabinet. Right.
I didn't drink on
nanny.
The job.
Oh.
I never did.
Please.
No, I was a very good nanny.
I'm a bad babysitter, got my boyfriend in your shower.
No, nothing of the sort. I was a very responsible nanny, I'll have you know. Anyway, I was responsible.
Head count. I'd have a head count after about an hour.
Kids loved me.
You'd be sitting there watching something, watching
Brady Bunch.
Please.
Actually, okay.
Well, maybe I had it on during dinner time.
Right.
I had to cook. I used to have to drive them to school.
What was bedtime? What was bedtime as a nanny for you?
As early as possible. So where I'm getting to is that...
Yep.
Here is a job that you might mistake for being a nannying job, except it's for a couple of beautiful golden retrievers. This is in the UK. People are prepared to pay $40,000 to have their golden retrievers babysitted.
For how long?
Well, it's a year-long salary.
$40,000?
Yes.
And all I have to do is look after two...
Yes, not all the time even. Two golden retrievers called Milo and Oscar, because the couple travel a lot and they don't like to leave the dogs
by themselves.
I look
after Milo. I don't care for Oscar. I really don't care.
Well, you'd be very cruel to Oscar if you didn't.
And what do you have to do? You have to be a real sook, wouldn't you? You have to be a real, I love dogs.
Well, all you have to do is go for a walk in the morning and evening, do a bit of food shopping, run errands and do their laundry.
Sounds a bit hard.
Pick up the poo.
$40,000? See, that's what I'm born for. I wasn't really meant to be a nanny. I was meant to be a dog nanny.
A dog nanny.
Mm.
I would
that's
love that
job. That's what you should
call
yourself, the dog nanny.
The dog nanny.
You would make a lot of money.
Oh, there's big money in dog sitting.
There is big money in dog sitting.
Really is.
We always have a dog sitter
we
for
do
our
too.
Dog.
Yeah.
And when they're out, you make them fight.
No, you don't.
Put money on it.
No, we don't have dog fighting. It's terrible.
Imagine they come home. Mate, they come home. Hi, how's it been here? And they both got buckets on their heads.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty quiet.
I like your thinking. If you want to apply, how do you apply, Jane?
Well, you can just look up the job posting on...
we've done your homework.
People.com, pets.
That's I have done my homework. That's why you'd be a good nanny.
Okay. Right.
Oh, we're going to tweet it out too, so we'll get the job out. At Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Bang! I love the Holden Colorado. I love the stories attached to the Holden Colorado. Yeah. I love everyone who drives a Holden Colorado. Yes. I can't wait to talk to today's owner.
Neither can I.
I've seen the greatest dog I've ever seen in my life.
Well, as I was just talking about dogs before.
Out the back of a Holden Colorado.
Well,
I recognise
like that dog anywhere. That is a beautiful Kelpie. It's a beautiful red Kelpie.
Oh, man.
We got Renee on the line. Renee?
Yes, hi. How are you going?
What's the name of your beautiful Kelpie?
Ruby.
Oh. And does she just love the back of the Holden Colorado?
Yes, she does. They've got two dogs. They both love the back of it. As soon as you rattle the keys,
they make a beeline for the Holden Colorado. As do I.
Yeah.
I hear a key rattle. Please be a Holden Colorado.
Pavlov's dog personified. Now, you've also, you tow a horse float.
Oh.
Yes, we do.
So what do you got? You got the two dogs in the back and then the float in the back. Who's in the float?
Ollie.
Where do you take Ollie?
All around New South Wales. My daughter, she show jumps on him.
It's a perfect
what a family.
Unit.
What an outdoors adventure family. Yeah. Two dogs, a horse, a young daughter. How many in the family?
There's three daughters.
Three girls?
They learn to drive in the Colorado, Mick.
I imagine mum and the three girls all packed up in the Colorado, two dogs in the back, horse out the very back.
Hashtag goals.
What a
That's
team.
What I say about that, Renee.
Baby.
Renee, we love hearing all about your adventures in your Holden Colorado. What colour is it?
Grey.
How long you had
classy.
It?
Classy.
2 years.
2 years. Oh, it's just getting good. The third year's the best. You know what? You got another 5 years of warranty.
Yeah,
you got 7 years. Hey,
yeah, good.
And it sounds like you're giving it a bit of a workout. Have you taken it to the snow?
Yeah, we took it up to the snow when it was snowing up at the Blue Mountains.
Oh, mate, the Blue Mountains, the natural habitat.
And did Ruby go up to the Blue Mountains?
No, she didn't come this time.
She's doing work. She's back at home looking after the place.
She's back at home waiting for the Holden Colorado to return.
She's a working dog.
What a family unit. You're the winner, Renee.
I love what you've
carved out in your life, and enjoy your time behind the wheel of the Holden Colorado.
The great
the world
Colorado.
And everything in it is yours.
Good on you, Renee. Price pack coming your way as well. Thanks to Holden Colorado. Now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Just about done for the day. Kennedy Molloy. Yeah, great show, by the way.
Well done to all our Brick Lane winners.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm getting super excited about coming to your town and having a good old-fashioned knees up. Bring your A-game.
They will do, I'm sure.
Earlier we mentioned, was it the what ad? The hippos? Was it the...
No, the Kentucky Fried Chicken ad. It's not hippos. And it's the old animated ad from 1975.
Never heard of it.
The song about Hugo. Hugo.
This is the ad.
Yeah.
KFC.
This will bring back great memories.
The cows and the sheep and the birds and the horses were moving and baaing and whistling and neighing, having lunch in the sun. While Hugo and I were having none, in the back seat we sat, getting thinner. The rumblings cried, give us Kentucky Fried, time for dinner.
Dad, stop the car.
And Hugo said, you go.
And I said, no, you go.
And soon he was back with the pack, and then Dad hit the track. So we ate in the back, feeling better inside. Drive isn't funny with an empty tummy. Thank goodness for Kentucky Fried.
That's what it was. Where are the
Kentucky
hippos?
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Were the hippos?
They were fat kids.
The hippos in the back of a car.
No, they're kids in the back of the car.
They were hippos.
This is your memory that you thought they were hippos. But something else.
You reckon that's 50 years old.
No.
Really? Okay, I talked about being a nanny.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you were very disparaging about my performance as a nanny, and you started to sing a song as well.
Oh, I got that bit of audio from earlier. Yeah,
no, I was a very good nanny.
I'm a bad babysitter who got my boyfriend in your shower.
No, nothing of the sort.
Yeah.
That song?
It's a song.
Who's it by?
You all know what it's about.
No.
Did you find it?
Yeah, Princess Superstar.
I'm a bad babysitter, got my boyfriend in your shower. Woo. I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter. I got my boyfriend in your shower.
$6
$6 an hour.
Wow, I wish I earned that much.
That's what I should say when they ring your babysitting service. Okay, please hold. Okay,
oh, got bad again. Babysitter.
Okay, Jen Kennedy.
Ring, ring.
Please hold. I'm a bad babysitter, got my boyfriend in your shower. Ooh, I'm making $6 an hour. I'm a bad babysitter, got my boyfriend in your shower. Ooh, I'm making $6 an hour. What was her name? Princess?
Yeah, Princess Superstar. Why were you listening to that?
Princess Superstar, I've had quite an eclectic musical taste.
You really do.
Eclectic?
Blows my mind.
That sounds, I don't know, I don't even know what dark days that was of your life.
I know. What was going on when you were getting to Princess Superstar?
I think we've done enough time to finish this discussion.
Okay. Interesting. We'll continue this.
All right, by the bell.
Yeah, that's it.
Dom Knight's on the show tomorrow. He's got a great book out.
We've had Ross Noble on today and Merrick Watts. Grab the podcast
for today's show.
KennedyMalloy.com.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.